Welcome.
Welcome.
Contagious Kindness is a podcast for people interested in community, generosity, and good sorts doing great things. This podcast is brought to you by Give Better, a growing community of Kiwis discovering how to give more, save more, and enjoy more. Hi, I'm Anna.
Hi, and I'm Lauren. And today we are going to be talking with Carla, who is the Funds Development Manager at Outward Bound.
Could you tell us a little bit more about what Outward Bound is?
So Outward Bound is a non-profit organisation and is one of New Zealand's leading organisations offering experimental education in the outdoors. So we'll be talking with Carla today about what Outward Bound is all about, what they get up to, what type of outdoor adventures that they do and the outdoor challenges that everybody faces.
I personally have never done Outward Bound, but I've heard it's awesome. I'm looking forward to hearing more. Have you ever done it?
No, I've never done it. I love doing stuff outdoors. I do love a bit of hiking, but I feel like Outward Bound is going to take things to the next level. So I'm excited to hear what adventures they get up to.
Yeah, me too. Thank you so much for being here, Carla. It's so lovely to meet you.
You're very welcome.
So firstly, to kick us off, because we're going to be talking about the beautiful outdoors, I was wondering, have you been anywhere particularly beautiful using domestic tourism this year?
There hasn't been a lot of time, to tell you the truth, Anna, for holidays for me, because like many organisations, we've had an interesting year, let's put it that way, at Outward Bound. And so when you're part of the fundraising team, that does mean that you have got a lot on your plate. So far this year, I've just had 2 days with my daughter just recently in Christchurch. And that's lovely because she's a student down there and I don't get to see her much. So we've had a couple of really nice days in and around Christchurch. But in the summertime, I will be looking forward to having a couple of lovely trips up in the North Island. And I did have a really fun tramp in the Arongarongas with my work colleagues about 2 Fridays ago, which was great. So not much yet, but planning to do a lot more in the summer.
Ah, sounds beautiful.
So I actually recently just came back from the South Island. So for the second lockdown, I was in Queenstown. So heard about the lockdown and decided to stay down there, I guess. And then I ended up like traveling to places that I've never even seen. So I've been in New Zealand 5 years and I've seen the North Island, but not much of the South Island. So I went to Queenstown and did loads of walks and hikes around there. And then we got to do like Mount Cook and stuff like that as well. So Mount Cook was probably one of my favourite places, I think, that I've seen. It's so, so beautiful. But do you have a favourite place in New Zealand?
Oh gosh, it's tough to choose one favourite place, but probably if I had to, it would probably be at a beach. I love our beaches. You have to be careful in our beaches. They are rough and they are tricky, but they are beautiful. So to be honest, I'm probably biased towards North Island beaches, but I do know there's lots of lovely beaches down in the South Island as well. But anywhere where I'm near a beach is great. And my parents actually do live in Waikanae, and the Kapiti Coast, even though it's just, you know, it's not as warm as other beaches in New Zealand, is a pretty cool place. And Waikanae Beach, I have to say, is a pretty beautiful beach with the view out onto Kapiti Island, which is lovely. So a beach in New Zealand is probably my favourite place to be.
Oh, awesome. Okay, that's cool. And so obviously, you're saying you're part of the fundraising team for Outward Bound. Are you able to just kind of tell us and tell the listeners what Outward Bound is and what you do and your role as well?
Yeah, of course. So Outward Bound was created by an incredible educator called Kurt Hahn. He was a German educator and he was of some international note and renown for his views and for his approach before he started Outward Bound. But he was in Germany and he was creating a way of being really for young boys at the time, which was to be your best self. What he then suddenly looked at was the Nazi Party and thought, how am I different to what they're doing with young people? And then he realised the big area of difference was that he was really promoting service above self, to be of service to others first. So hence, he came out of favour, obviously, with the party, and he escaped. And he was welcomed because of his status and his respect as an educator by the UK. And he set up a new home for himself in Scotland and opened Gordonstone, the famous school in Scotland, the famous boarding school there. And then coming to the end of the Second World War, he was asked to help to solve a big problem, a serious problem that was occurring, which was that sailors were, when they were torpedoed, they were dying at sea, and the young sailors were dying at a rate far more than the older sailors. And what they figured out, it all boiled down to resilience. So that really sparked and inspired him to create the very first Outward Bound school in Wales. And if you have a look at our logo, it's a very nautical looking, and there's a reason for that, because that's how it started out. It was a way to help build resilience for young sailors, and then it went from there. So it's now a big international movement. There are Outward Bound schools all over the world. We're governed by Outward Bound International, that makes sure that we're doing things in the right way with the right ethos and the right mission and vision. Outward Bound New Zealand was started in 1962 by a group of fantastic New Zealanders who included some very famous philanthropists. So there was John, he's known as J.R. McKenzie, so the McKenzie family, and then his legacy was taken over by R.A. McKenzie. There was the Governor General at the time, Lord Cobham. There was Sir Wolf Fisher, so everybody will know Fisher and Paykel as a household name. He created that, so he, along with his wife, Joyce Lady Fisher. There was Sir David Levine, who's still our patron. So there was this group of really generous New Zealanders who wanted to do something to help young people in New Zealand, and they helped to create Outward Bound. We were gifted the land in Anakiwa, and that's still where the school is today, in the Queen Charlotte Sounds, and that's been evolved and developed over time. So we've been going since 1962. So there's been in excess of 60,000 New Zealanders who are Outward Bound alumni who've been through our courses. And they're all about being your best self, about really finding what's already within you and just maximising that and being the best self that you can be. Outward Bound is a place for all, so it's for people of all abilities, and it's for people from, you know, every culture, every group in society, everywhere in New Zealand. We do take international students as well. They're very welcome to come to Outward Bound. So it is a place for everyone. It is a place for all, and it's for people to find their true selves and then take that back to their own families, communities, workplaces, places of study, and share what they've learnt with others and go right back to that initial vision of Kurt Hahn, which is service above self. So to help others first and to really, you know, be your best, true, authentic self. So that's Outward Bound. That's who we are, and that's what we do. And we use, I should say, the vehicle is Outdoor Challenge. So you have challenge in the outdoors as the vehicle to learn about yourself. And that can be tramping, sailing, kayaking, rock climbing, high ropes, all sorts of different outdoor challenge to experience who you really are.
And, that leads on to the next question. I was just about to say, kind of with these courses, how, what does it involve? So obviously you've just mentioned tramping, sailing, and obviously everything is outdoor based, but how long do they go on for? And also kind of like age ranges, do you go into certain age groups, or are you all together as like a group of 20, or how does the process work?
Yeah, sure. So we call our groups a watch, and a watch is 14 people, and we have a different range of age groups and, as I say, ability levels. So our core courses are our 21-day courses for the classic age, which is 18 to 26, or the mind, body and soul age, which is 16 to 18. So those are the largest two core groups that come to Outward Bound. But then we have other groups as well. So we have those who are 26 and over. I don't know if any of you caught the Seven Sharp news piece that was done recently with Outward Bound, and that was with our oldest participant, and he is 84. So it is a place genuinely for everybody. which is really cool. And then we have younger people who come to Outward Bound, and they're between the ages of 14 to 16, and they'll come with a parent or caregiver, and they do an 8-day course. We have businesses come on professional courses, and they usually do a 5-day course. And then we have our adaptive program, which is for people who have intellectual or physical disabilities, and they will do an 5 or 8-day course with us, and they will have support people there as well as the Outward Bound instructors. So as I say, it really is genuinely a place for everybody, and they will all engage in all of those activities. The end of an Outward Bound course is always a half marathon, so that's something that everybody does, and everybody says that they never thought they could do it. So it's genuinely a place to really challenge yourself. But there's the big aspect of that, you know, why is it lifelong learning? Why is it life changing? Is because you don't just do the activity and it stops there. You do the activity and then you debrief with your group and you think about, okay, how did I participate in that? Did I lead? Did I follow? Did I work as a teammate? What did I learn about myself and others and my interaction with others through participating in that activity, in that challenge? So that's where the lifelong learning, that's where the self-development aspect really comes through strongly. And that's a little bit of the magic of Outward Bound, that it's a lot more than doing the activity. As I say, the activity is just the vehicle to help you really evolve and develop your true self and your true, you know, ability, and that's within all of us.
So you have been talking a bit about the values that underpin Outward Bound. Could you elaborate more on that and also tell us some stories of how you've seen those values being lived out?
Yeah, sure. So we've got our own internal values, but then we try to really share those values with all of our students as well. So it's about compassion, and it's about respect, and it's about interconnectedness. So it's thinking about being kind to yourself and really loving who you are, and then thinking about how you connect with other people and how you can be compassionate and respectful of others. But then looking at the holistic view of how we're all part of our environment and how the natural world is both sustains us, but we have a responsibility to also give back and sustain it. So those are our sort of core values of who we are at Outward Bound. And yes, and being a part of the fundraising team, obviously we work with those who are supported to come to Outward Bound. So there's both sides of that. So I suppose if we think about, you know, giving to others and supporting others, there's those who actually financially support, and they're very much a big part of the ethos and the mission and the vision of Outward Bound. So to share a wonderful story with you of just yesterday, we had one of our generous donors come and meet with us and talk through the programs that they have supported over this past year. And those involve supporting young people in the Wellington region to go on a special course called the Poneke course, which is in partnership with 8 schools here in Wellington. And they also learnt about the support that they give to our Leaps and Bounds program, which is the one that I was explaining before for the 14 to 16 year olds. They support families who are more vulnerable and need some support to come to Outward Bound. And then they then committed even more support, a significant amount of money, to support young people in Wellington to a very new program that we're developing, which is called CORA, meaning spark. And it's to really ignite and sustain the spark within young people who are maybe not achieving at their best in the school structure at the moment. And it's using a day program where they engage in the outdoors and use outdoor experiential learning in a day of their school week with Outward Bound instructors in their own school environment. So that person sat and heard that and then committed a significant amount of money to that program, having never met those young people, having no evidence yet, because the course happens for the first time next year. It's being piloted this year. So for somebody to commit many, many thousands of dollars just because they believe in young people they've never met is truly inspirational, and it's an incredible thing. And on the other side of that are the young people whose lives are changed because of the generosity of those New Zealanders who just believe in them and want them to get the best for themselves and the best out of their lives. So I just will share the story of one of a young man who we profiled recently, who had a very difficult upbringing and didn't spend much of his time in his own family home. His father was put in prison, and then his mother was unable to cope with looking after the family. And so he spent much of his time being moved around different family members. And as you can imagine, this was very traumatic. He is the eldest of his siblings, so therefore the responsibility for the care of his siblings he felt fell to him. He was adopted by a wonderful person recently in the last couple of years, and then his school could see that there was a shy young man who had real potential and who, if someone just believed in him, could do some fantastic things and give back to others as well. So they put him forward for a scholarship, which is again very similar to the one that wonderful donor supports here in Wellington, Ponaki, but this is in the Auckland region and it's called Heiringa. And he went on our course last year, a 21-day course, and came back from that believing so much more in himself and in what he can do and what he can give back. So it's always, as I say, it was always there within this young man, and now he's head boy at his school. He never thought that that's something that he would ever be doing. He's head boy at his school. He is part of a special group that give back to young people who have disabilities. So he's part of that group every Saturday. He gives his time to support young people with disabilities, but he also helps within his own school. He helps tutoring students and he helps supporting around the school, obviously, in his leadership role. And he wants to be a well-rounded man, he said, and he wants to be every man, which means he wants to give back to everybody and be and relate to everybody. So I think that's a fantastic story of how somebody believes in young people and provides the funding to help them. A school sees a potential in a young person who's had a really hard start in life. That young person takes up the challenge and the opportunity, and they come back and they not only have a better outlook for themselves, but they give of themselves to others. So it's a ripple effect. It's so much more than just that one individual. So there's a couple of examples to share with you, the magic place that Outward Bound is. And honestly, there are dozens and dozens, if not hundreds, of those every year happening with young people who come to Outward Bound.
Yeah, it's really beautiful getting to hear the stories of how it's meaningfully impacting people's lives. That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. So kind of off that, would you be able to tell us a little bit more about what your role involves and how long you've been involved with Outward Bound and why you got involved and why you're passionate about this organisation?
Absolutely. I'm the funds development manager. So the fundraising program is I'm responsible for. I have a team of three that work alongside me who are absolutely fantastic, and they're very dedicated to what they do. So as a team of four, we're responsible for bringing in all of the external funding to the organization. And that's done through a whole raft of different things and a whole lot of different programs. But essentially, it all boils down to the same thing. It's connecting with New Zealand who want to make a difference in the world and want to be the change in the lives of others. And we just offer them opportunities to support wonderful young people that, you know, as I explained before. So our team work really hard to do that, and we are responsible for bringing in a significant amount of money each year. But we're very motivated to do that because we can see the hundreds of young people's lives who are being changed as a result of the generosity of New Zealanders around us. So I've been doing this role for 5 years. This month. A funny story, when I first started at Outward Bound, on my first day, I thought I would come into the office here in Wellington, which is where all the back office of Outward Bound is, and I thought I would just be shown where my desk was and, you know, how to make a cup of tea and meet my colleagues. And my colleague said to me, have you got your stuff? And I said, oh, my stuff for what? And they said, well, we're going to jump on a plane soon and we'll be going down to Blenheim because we'll be going on our staff course, you know, in Anakiwa. Oh, okay, we will we? Right, great. And we had to go home and I had to grab a whole lot of stuff and I raced back into Wellington and I jumped in the taxi with them and we went down to Anakiwa, and that was my very first day. So my very first day, because my boss had got the wrong date, was in fact on a course for staff in Anakiwa at Outward Bound. And that was pretty cool. It was a lot of fun, and it was actually led by our wonderful partners. We have a partnership with both Te Atiawa, our local iwi, and Ngāi Tahu, and they run a fantastic course called Aoraki Bound, which is journeying from Outward Bound to the marae on Aoraki. But they were our instructors on this course, and so we spent a few days together in a staff course being instructed by them, which was a bit of a laugh. And for me, totally new and experience, but a lot of fun too. So I really had a kind of a baptism of fire with my very first few days at Outward Bound, which was cool. Why do I do my job? I suppose I do my job because I get to be the conduit between people who want to make a difference and those whose lives have changed. And the reason I was attracted to Outward Bound, because there are a lot of wonderful charities in New Zealand doing great things. And really, they're doing exactly the same as us. They're just using different vehicles, whether they're helping with international development, or they're helping with, feeding people who are hungry, or they're helping to protect children who are vulnerable, or they're helping to protect animals, or they're helping to protect the environment. We're all doing the same thing. We're connecting people who want to make a difference with a program that helps to make that difference. And the reason I like Outward Bound and what we do is because we work with young people. We use the outdoors as a vehicle. We use physical challenge as a vehicle. And that's something that I, in my own family life, experienced as through my father's own experience of coming through a lot of difficulty because of a family background, but also of quite significant learning difficulties. And then seeing the way that he could change his life and open up his life for the better through the vehicle of sport. So I could see how through participating in sport and an activity, whatever that activity is, you can actually turn your whole life around and you can have a very rich and full and successful and happy life, regardless of what your start in life has been.
Can I ask a little bit more about, you're talking about partnering with local iwis, which is really great to hear. Could you tell me more about what that relationship looks like?
Yeah, sure. So Te Atiawa are our iwi, which is where we are in the top of the Queen Charlotte Sound there. And so what's really important about that partnership is we need to make sure that we keep them informed and involved throughout our work. And that's in a lot of different ways. But I'll give you one really kind of interesting example, because this is maybe something in a real life, day-to-day terms people maybe don't think about. So when we went through a big capital campaign recently to upgrade the school, we've got some numerous different parts of the school that needed to be upgraded. So we needed a new watch house and we needed some new instructor accommodation. And at the moment, a new safety launch is being built. But also we have a satellite site, which is called Tikai, and we refer it to the nickname of TK, and we needed a new jetty there. And what was really important is the pontoon and jetty had to allow our boat to be able to pull alongside in a way that those with disabilities could actually safely access. So we have people on course who are in wheelchairs, and we had a very big gap between the boat and getting up to the jetty, which is not safe, but also it doesn't actually give people a lot of dignity when they're having to be carried. Whereas now we can put a ramp out and they can just access themselves, which gives them a lot more dignity and a lot more control over what they're doing. So it's really important when you are doing construction work that involves our waterways that you consult with the local iwi, because they have the responsibility to protect the sea life within that waterway. So with Te Atiawa being involved, that helped us to come up with a solution for the new pontoon and jetty that was better than what the original solution was, and that was to use timber instead of the original concrete, because the timber actually is safer and respects the environment more. It was going to have less disruption to the seabed. And the construction company, through that partnership with ourselves and Te Atiawa, learnt a lot themselves about using some slightly different marine building technologies in order to protect the seabed. So that's a great way of partnership in real practical action. Another thing that we've been fortunate through our partnership is Te Atiawa have allowed us the use of names that are meaningful to the region. So our new watch house is called Huri Whenua, and Huri Whenua is an amazing woman who saved the lives of a number of sailors in the region, in the Queen Charlotte region, when they were basically going to die. There was a massive storm and they were in a very bad way. This is many, many years ago. This is at the at the very end of the 19th century. So she's an incredible woman. She saved these sailors, but she was also a wonderful leader for her iwi, and she was a respected landowner, and she was a very clever woman, and a very clever and community-minded woman. So it's an honour to be able to use her name to name one of our watch houses. So there's just, you know, if you have a good and strong partnership, it works in a really practical sense, but also in a wonderful holistic sense that allows you to respect the place at which you are working and at which you are offering people to experience alongside you, which is, you know, our school in Anakiwa.
Yeah, that's really great to hear. Before, you were talking right at the beginning, you were saying this has been quite a hectic year for your role in particular. Could you elaborate a little bit more on what COVID-19 has meant for your organisation?
Yes, okay. So we had to close the school for 4 months, and that is a really tough thing. First of all, it's tough on all of our young people who were excited and looking forward to coming on their courses. And it's tough on the staff, because we also equally are just as excited to be instructing and looking after those young people. And in my role, those generous New Zealanders who have actually provided the funding for the young people for those 4 months are also concerned that the young people they want to help aren't able to have an experience with Outward Bound. So we had to really pull together as a team and work out, first of all, how are we going to cope with 4 months of absolutely no income into the school? How are we going to ensure that all those young people can be booked on at the latter stages of 2020 so that nobody misses out? And how, in my team, are we going to reassure and support our generous donors that the young people that they want to support are going to continue to be supported? So, yes, it was a really tricky and difficult time for us. Through the generosity of New Zealanders, we were able to raise a significant amount of money through an urgent appeal, and that really helped Outward Bound. So we raised $460,000 through the generosity of many, many New Zealanders, and that helped the school to be able to retain all of its staff. So there's 68 staff, 32 of those are instructors. One instructor takes 18 months to be trained and able to, you know, really sole charge, look after via courses. So losing just one instructor is a massive thing for Outward Bound, and we didn't lose any because of the generosity of New Zealanders, but we also didn't lose any of our other staff. We're all still working at Outward Bound. We were able to open our doors as hoped and dreamed and planned on the 29th of July. We've been able to keep those doors open and keep welcoming students to the school. So yes, it has been tough, but because of the support that we've received from around the country, we're here and we're still going to be doing what we have done for, you know, many years, hopefully for many years to come. Yeah. So like all organisations, we have really felt, you know, the brunt of what's happened in COVID, but we are very fortunate to say we've come through that well because of people who believe in us and who care about young people in New Zealand and care about them having their, you know, the best experience they can with us.
Definitely. So, because obviously just touched upon amazing support that Kiwis have given you guys. And it's so, so crucial nowadays to many businesses, as you said, are feeling the effects of COVID, which is just so sad. But I'm so happy to hear that you guys have bounced back with the support and love of Kiwis in New Zealand. How can we get involved? So if somebody wants to support Outward Bound, how can we get involved in that? And the money that does get donated, you've touched on obviously helping the lives of younger people. But what will the money that they donate go towards?
So how you can get involved, so you can certainly get involved by being part of Give Better and using the Give Better app. That's one way you can get involved first off, because there are fantastic partners and that's a great initiative that we are proud to be a part of. So use the Give Better app. When you're going to go and buy a coffee or a muffin, just think about whether you need both the coffee and the muffin, and maybe put some money aside to help young people in New Zealand is the first thing you can do. You can also jump onto the Outward Bound website, and you can go in there and just go into the Support Us section, and you can, you know, commit your support. But if you want to find out a little bit more, you're always welcome to, again, just go into the info at Outward Bound or fundraise email addresses, which are there on our website, and just send us a message and ask us questions about what we're doing and who we're supporting, and we'll be very happy to pick up the phone and have a talk with you about what you want to do, or respond to you via email and really, you know, have a conversation with you. The money that you give to Outward Bound goes to supporting young people on three major programs. So as I touched on with Poneke and Haringa, that's a school program through 14 regions in New Zealand. So 14 regions have their own program like that. We have the Ka Mahi program, meaning great work, and that supports people in the 18 to 26 age group who have had challenge in their own lives but have overcome challenge and also give back to others to have a scholarship to come to Outward Bound. And the third group is, as I said, the adapted students. So that helps young people with intellectual or physical disabilities to come to Outward Bound. So your support helps in those three programs and helps many, many young people.
Amazing. And so if I say wanted to get involved and I wanted to volunteer my time, is there any way that people can do that as well?
That's a really good question. It's not as straightforward to volunteer your time because our school is in Anakiwa as opposed to you know, other great organizations that have outreach programs throughout the country. But there is an area, if you want to commit quite specific volunteering, to actually be a support worker on our adapted courses. So again, if you go onto our website and have a look at our adapted program, you'll see there is an area there that explains to you what a support worker does. You do have to be trained to do that role, but that's something that we provide for you for free. And if you want to go through that training and learn how to do that, then we'd be very happy to welcome you as a support worker to Outward Bound to support young people with disabilities. Abilities to experience the outdoors.
That's amazing. My brother has autism and intellectual disability as well, and ADHD, and he just loves the outdoors. It's just magical. Like, as soon as he's outside, it's kind of like that calm space. Yeah, he it's anything to do with music or anything to do with the outdoors, he absolutely loves. It's like he just thrives in it.
Fantastic. We'd love to welcome him on a course. It would be great to have him involved at a time that's right for him, whether or not he's, you know, he's ready yet or in the future. We'd love to welcome him. It would be fantastic to find out more about him and have him, you know, at Outward Bound in Anakiwa.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
What are some of the steps that you've taken to make it an accessible place for everyone?
Outward Bound is the first outdoor education centre, and we're pretty proud of this, to have the TRACS seal of approval. So that's a specific accreditation that says that we are completely accessible for everybody, and we're a place that welcomes people of all abilities. So we're really proud to have that seal of approval, and it also means that we're part of a network within New Zealand that want to make sure that the outdoors is accessible for everybody. So that's one of the things we've done recently, but we're always continually looking at how we offer our programs and how we offer opportunities and trying to learn and grow and develop and keep providing the best that we can for everybody.
And earlier in the conversation you said that everyone runs a half marathon at the end.
Yes.
What does that mean, if because of a physical disability or something like that, it's not accessible to do. It could be, I'm really interested. Yes. What does
No, it's a good question. So that's open for everybody. So if somebody feels that that's something that they can do, they will do that, or they will do a challenge to that's not as long. So we like to open that challenge to everybody, and our students will do as much of that as they feel that they're able and capable to. And some of them will do the full half marathon. And last year we had a young man who did that in his wheelchair with the support worker. So he's laid down the gauntlet and the challenge to others to basically match him and do the same as what he's done. So it's open for everybody, and it's an accessible track that everybody can participate in if they choose to.
Awesome.
Half marathons are not easy. I was meant to be running the Auckland Marathon for Alzheimer's, but I kind of buggered my knee up a little bit when I went snowboarding. So now I'm going to walk it. But I've never walked that distance before, but I can imagine you would feel like you've just achieved something so amazing.
Yeah. And we have a big banner up, and everybody stands at the end and claps and cheers all the students on, all the instructors are there and the other students. So it's a really emotional, really special time. It's a very cool thing to be a part of.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, I'm definitely going to show my support 100%.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, no, that was awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's nice to talk with both of you. Nice to meet you.
Wow, that was so interesting. I have learned so much more about what Outward Bound does. That's so cool.
Yeah, that was awesome to hear that anybody can get involved. I can't believe there was a 80-year-old man that was doing it. It's so cool. I wish I could do that when I'm 80.
So amazing. I really love that they have such a focus on making it a place for everyone and all, which was something he mentioned a couple of times. I thought that was really awesome. And that focus on service above self.
Yeah, definitely. It was great that it was open to everybody of all levels. So if you've never done anything like that before, or it's something that you really want to do but you're a little bit worried that you might not potentially be able to, like Outward Bound is definitely something that will build your confidence in that area, which is awesome.
Yeah, I really appreciated hearing more about how they work to make it a space that everyone can access and be a part of and enjoy. I thought that was awesome.
Yep, definitely. That's so good. And it's actually inspired me to potentially want to do Outward Bound.
Yeah, same. It sounds amazing. So we want to do a big thank you to Carla and her team for their time. And we are so glad to hear that New Zealanders have been supporting what they've been doing this year. And we hope New Zealanders will continue to do so, because it sounds like such an incredible experience for people and really life-changing.
Definitely. And if you want to get involved, then we're going to put the links in the description box below. So that's if you wanted to help support Outward Bound, or if you wanted to actually go on one of the outdoor adventures yourself. So we'll put the link in the description below.
Awesome. Thanks for listening. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.